Hey,
hi.
Love the movie. It's my favorite.
Oh, thank you.
How did what surprised you most about Freddie Mercury when you learned about him playing the role?
To be quite honest, I didn't know that he had a 6-year female love in his life. I think that was very fascinating that he was engaged to Mary Austin. But everything was so revealing to me. I think how he could be so free, so liberated on stage, and sometimes feel so confined in his personal life. I think when I think about acting, it can be quite liberating to get to do live out your dream and see it fulfilled among strangers sometimes, and still have an entirely different life behind closed doors.
How has making this movie changed your life?
It's changed it quite remarkably.
Your personal life?
My personal life. Well, it's changed every aspect of my life, to be quite honest.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Working with the Mercury Phoenix Trust has been exceptional. I mean, HIV and AIDS have always been something that I've been very close to my heart, and now even more so. Working with Bono's group Red is also something I'm involved with now. I took a trip to Africa with them, and want to share that with everybody who will listen and should listen. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Joe Mazzello, yeah, that's me. Playing John Deacon was a thrill of my life. Being there every day, learning all the moves and the accent and the bass, it was just such a pleasure. And to do it with such a wonderful cast was the greatest thing of all.
What's the most interesting thing you learned about Freddie Mercury in making the movie?
About Freddie? You know, I didn't know how much Freddie loved being a part of a band. Freddie Mercury is an entity unto himself, right? He is larger than life himself. But as large as he was, he always loved the family aspect of a band and wanted to, you know, share in songwriting and even in singing and in all the aspects and really come together as one in that sense. And so for a man that seems like he could have had this major ego and a bit all about him, he really cared deeply about all four members being one cohesive unit. It's really wonderful. Yeah.
Did you guys love the movie or what?
Yeah. I cried as I was leaving the theater.
Did you even know who Freddie Mercury was before this movie?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah. We don't live in the dark.
Oh, okay. But you're very young.
I didn't listen to Queen until after the movie, just because rock isn't quite my style. Though I think it gave me a chance to try it out. You know, they played some of the best hits in it. And after seeing all of Rami Malek's interviews with actual band members like Brian May and stuff, they all mention how some of their least popular songs weren't ever shown in the movie. And there was a Christmas song that Freddie wrote, and so I started really delving into it afterwards, just seeing all the interviews and seeing what he said in the interviews. That really helped.
What's your name?
Mimi.
How old are you?
I'm 19.
Do you go to UCSB?
No, I go to City College with these two.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, have fun tonight.
Thanks
for talking to me.